Today, I'm joined by Luke Ramey from the Biz Foundry to talk about this year's SBE Conference, one of the region's premier events for entrepreneurs, small business owners, and community leaders. We'll discuss what attendees can expect, why this conference continues to grow in importance, and how it provides valuable opportunities to learn, network, and be inspired. Whether you're launching a new venture, growing an existing business, or simply interested in the future of entrepreneurship in the Upper Cumberland, I think you'll find today's conversation both informative and encouraging. Good morning, Luke.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here today. So, first of all, you are the coordinator of entrepreneurship at the Biz Foundry. Is that correct?
I am.
Yeah. Yes. So you've been kind of in and out of the Biz Foundry for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
A lot of years.
In a lot of different roles. So yeah, started off, you know, it was a great networking place and kind of got plugged in there. Did some video work for them for a while.
You're kind of like that stray dog that just won't go away.
Won't go away.
You're like, you fed it once, you petted it once.
And then I started officing there.
Yeah.
And then they're like, hey, do you want to teach this class? And I was like, yeah, I can teach that class.
I like how you're like, they, when it's me.
When it's you, yeah. But yeah, now I get to do a whole bunch of stuff. Some coaching, teaching classes, and being a director of a conference.
Director of a conference. Yeah. So you're not new to planning events, putting on things. You've had like a previous life of doing stuff like that.
Yeah, I worked in the entertainment world for a while, in touring specifically. So, you know, either producing, you know, multi-date tours or festivals, one-off festivals. We did a lot of music parks. We actually, we did 13 festivals in a summer that were all Christian music festivals that happened at amusement parks, and then a big country music festival down in Alabama called Rock the South. So I worked on all those.
Well, and one of the things with that experience, I think, has been that you kind of know what people want to see. You can kind of, you know, put together the right ingredients to make a great event. You know, the things that the elements that people want to see, the kind of speakers, and then you have connections with really great speakers and people as well. And so I think when the second year of this conference came around, it was like, that seemed like a good fit. You had a lot of good ideas to kind of put this on. This is your first year in this role.
Yeah, it is. But I was at the conference last year, and honestly, we had a great inaugural event. Like it was really, really good. It was probably more well attended than what even the goals were for it. And it was just, it felt full, felt like a lot of energy. The people that attended, I mean, if you talk to them, they loved it. So we're kind of building on something that was really good last year. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's like an important thing, when you're looking at events too, is that they have to start somewhere and they have to grow over time. You know, are we at exactly where we want to be this year, even for a conference? No. But we have to take those steps in growth, and we have to grow along with our, with, you know, the people that are coming.
So. Well, and I think that that is one of your expertise, is kind of knowing, okay, this is year two, this is the next step, where I'm like, no, I want to see, like, I want to, let's plan a 10-year event today in year two. Like, I want it to be, you know, 1,000 tickets, 1,000 people here. And it's like, well, that's doesn't make sense for year two.
Yeah.
I just, you know, I want to go, go, go.
Well, and one of the things too, when you're planning an event like this too, you know, the Biz Foundry is doing this. We don't make any money on this. We lose money on this. You know what I mean? Like, this is an expense for us. This is not an income center for us. And so, like, you have to understand, we've gone out and gotten grants to help fund this. And then also a huge partner, Twin Lakes. I'll tell you what, we could not do this conference without Twin Lakes. And them stepping up to the plate this year in such a big way is helping us bring in the keynote speaker we have this year, which we, again, would not have if Twin Lakes wouldn't have helped us out. And I'm so excited about that partnership. And they have been such great partners on this.
So the event is August 28th. It's a Friday. It's a full day event. You just mentioned that we wouldn't have been able to get the keynote speaker. Tell us a little bit about that keynote speaker. I mean, people don't know how amazing this is.
Yeah. So her name's Liz Bohannon. She's like a Forbes top 20 public speaker. I mean, she is incredible. Like, if you didn't know anything about her, but you walked into a room she was talking in, you would be entertained. You'd learn something. I mean, she's just an incredible speaker.
We've been on a phone call with her, and I just thought, like, she, which I think good speakers are, they just are relatable. Like, I thought we could just grab coffee right now. Like, it wasn't that she was unapproachable. It wasn't that she was, you know, talking above my head in any ways. It was you know, she's really great.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's launched some companies too. One specifically is a clothing company that she launched. She was on Shark Tank with it. Mm-hmm. You know, she definitely has the history that is respectable mm-hmm. in having a keynote speaker, but also just her ability to communicate. And she wrote a book called Beginner's Pluck. And I think you've actually been reading that.
I have.
And
yeah.
it's been great. Like, this voice is perfect for where Cookeville is, mm-hmm. I think, and the Upper yeah. Cumberland is right now, where we are in development of, you know, businesses and entrepreneurs and this mindset that's kind of taking over the whole Upper Cumberland. She is the perfect one to speak to that.
One of her big points, and she's in the middle of writing a second book right now, or is it already out?
It has released.
Okay. Yeah. And it's kind of about your community.
Yeah.
And how, you know, entrepreneurship, you feel like you're on an island, but you shouldn't, and it's almost dangerous to kind of go about that way. Yeah. Is it correct?
Absolutely. And she's not, you know, what I love about her message is it comes, you know, sometimes you'll go to a conference and you'll hear a speaker and they're speaking, you know, 20,000 feet above your head, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
and that's not where she's at.
Yeah.
And I've watched a bunch of tape of her tape.
You got it. Your VHS.
It's the 1950s and we're on tape. But no, like, I've watched a whole bunch of her speaking at other conferences yeah. and she's spoken at some big ones. You know, the Leadership Summit that's out of Chicago. She's done that one, I think, a couple years now. And that one's, it's literally called the Global Leadership Summit. I mean, it's mm-hmm. gigantic. People come in from all over the world. I mean, she is bigger than what we are.
Yeah.
And I think that's the, and again, it was, one, their booking agency, her booking agency is friends of my past, uh-huh. Pair that with Twin Lakes stepping up to the plate. And we were able to have her here, she is way bigger than what our conference is.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be great to have her here.
But I also think when we were on the discovery call with her, it didn't feel like she was like,
no,
you're not having 1,000 people there. Like, yeah. Nah, that's small potatoes for me. Or, you know, I'm not, you know, getting put up in a 5-star hotel with, you know, a 3-star Michelin dinner the night before. That wasn't, you know, coming to Cookeville, Tennessee. She was like, yeah. She's like, tell me about your organization. Tell me about what you guys do. And so I think she's just going to be like your gal pal that you're just.
Well, what's crazy is, so like, I looked at some past conferences that she's spoken at. And so
you watch the tape.
I watch the tape. No, but I've looked at those conferences and it's like, what are some key things? And she keynoted a couple of them, but then some other ones too. She was just one of the speakers at, but not one of those conferences could you get for under $450 just for the registration.
Mm.
And you're likely, if you're in the Upper Cumberland, you'd have to travel to that too and pay
yeah.
for it. So you're looking to be into, to see Liz Bohannon speak and to engage with her message, you're looking at $700 probably is kind of what I figured up. And to come to our conference, it's $100.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And so, like, not only does she not speak in this small of an environment much, she also, there, you can't get it for this price very often. And I think that's incredible. And this is the thing. Liz is amazing. And I'm a little bit of a super fan. I talk about her all the time. I think even in our initial marketing stuff, I was like, we got to lead with Liz because, like, this is incredible that she's
yeah.
coming. But beyond that, our breakouts, I mean, I don't know if you want to get into those right now, but we've got quite a breakout lineup
yeah.
for this.
Yeah. So there's the session is the conference is kind of mainly at the anchor of the conference is at Leslie Town Center.
Yes.
And then you chose to do some breakout sessions at different locations. So mm-hmm. tell me about that.
Yeah. So last year we were at the convention center at the new fairgrounds mm-hmm. area, which is a beautiful building. It's a great, great building. We were wanting to do it a little bit differently this year. When you're out there, you kind of have to cater in lunch and there's a lot of hurdles like that, that we're like, hey, if we're going to step this up one level for us, we need to figure out new logistics for that.
Mm-hmm.
And so to pour as much money as we can into the actual content that's happening at the conference, we're like, hey, let's pull out the lunch piece and just let people eat at local restaurants here on the west side, which I think will be incredible. So we're anchoring it at Leslie Town Center. That's where our main session will be. We've got a couple panels that we're doing there throughout the day. And then we're doing breakout sessions. And those breakout sessions are at 37 Cedar, Red Silo, and then at the Biz Foundry. So it's all walkable. It's all right there within a block of Leslie Town Center. But we'll do breakout sessions, 3 sessions at each one of those. So you kind of have 9 options to choose from that day. You know, you'll get to go to three of them, so you get to go to a third of them.
Well, and I think the thing too is like, as you know, putting on a conference for people that we're hoping to draw from all over the Upper Cumberland, yeah, at the very least, it really is like, here's our community, here's our small business, here's our food and beverage community a little bit,
yeah,
with Red Silo and 37 Cedar, and people will be able to walk and kind of see our downtown area. So there's a lot of elements that as an entrepreneur center, why aren't we supporting entrepreneurship a little bit more? And yeah, so that decision that you had to kind of move it was, it wasn't just logistics, or it wasn't just, it was farther out of town. There was a lot of elements that went into that. And I really do think it's going to be a really great experience. I think I'm really excited to see kind of how it all plays out. Why, you mentioned the ticket price. So $100, yeah, and yeah, it's Liz Bohannon, who's, this
yeah,
Forbes, top 10 speaker. Why ticket prices at $100 for a speaker like that?
Yeah, we're a beginning conference. I mean, there's probably a couple of reasons for why the ticket price is where it is. We're growing something. We want to grow this community, that this becomes an event that people look forward to every year, that people plan on to, attending, to sharpen their skills, to open new doors to new opportunities. That's what we want the conference to be. And so in these early years, we've got to keep our ticket price as low as we possibly can for that. So that's reason number one, is we want to keep it nice and low, really, really accessible. But the other reason too is, again, we've got great partners. Mm-hmm. Twin Lakes coming to the plate was huge. We've also got a grant, an ECD grant that's helping us out, or a USDA grant that's helping us out in a huge way with this. And we've got other sponsors that are going to be there. They're going to be set up in exhibit.
We got media sponsors of Light Rock.
Yeah, yeah. We've got media sponsors. Everything here. They've been incredible to work with us. So, we've got a lot of great partners in that are helping keep that price down low, so that we can really get this launched into the annual event it needs to be, that entrepreneurs and small business owners can keep coming back to year after year.
Yeah, I think that's, people think, $100, is this even worth my time? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say, stick around for our next segment and you're going to figure out why it's worth your time. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I am Tiffany Anton and I'm here with Luke Ramey, Entrepreneurship Coordinator at the Biz Foundry. Is that your title?
That's right
for you. Mm-hmm. And director.
I'm the director. That's what it says.
Director of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Conference 2026.
Yeah.
So the conference is August 28th. It's a full day event. Starts at 8 o'clock.
Starts at 8 o'clock, runs all the way to 5. So
5 o'clock.
And then we're actually going to do a cool little happy hour thing afterwards.
Yeah.
So it'll be fun.
So as a small business owner, often you're a solopreneur or you're a dualpreneur.
Yeah.
And it's, taking a whole day out of your, time to go and sit and, do that dirty N-word of networking for a whole day. Like, what? Why is that worth my time? Like, we run into this all the time. So why should I spend a whole entire day with you?
Yeah. So, at the Biz Foundry, I get to work with a lot of entrepreneurs and small business owners that come in to look at their books and say, hey, how can I get it from the red to the black? They come in and they're like, hey, I need to launch this new website. Who do I need to talk to? They come to us for resources, all things like that. And definitely one of the things that we coach entrepreneurs in and small business owners in all the time is there's a difference between working in your business and working on your business. And you have to do both things. Most people have to do both things. Now, working in your business is actually the one that's negotiable. Mm-hmm. Which is funny. A lot of people are like, I make cupcakes. That's what I do. I work in my business. I'm a baker. I make cupcakes. And they think that's the non-negotiable thing. That's not the non-negotiable. The non-negotiable is working on your business. Mm-hmm. You need to make sure that the business runs regardless of who's making the cupcakes.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so why is it worth it to take a whole day and come to this conference? Because this is the working on your business part.
Mm-hmm.
This is the showing up and getting the skills and the tools you need to go back and run your business effectively.
Well, and often people put that on the back burner. They're like, that's not worth it. So it's like, okay, if it's been put on the back burner, when was the last time you were able to kind of take a step back and like plan for your business and if you haven't done that in the last month, 2 months, 3 months, well, you can get it all done in one day, you know, a little bit of, of more bang for your buck a little bit. Yeah. You're focused on kind of what you need to do to plan. Some of the breakout sessions are AI incorporated.
Yeah.
And so tell me a little bit about that.
So a lot of feedback we've gotten, we did not come up with these breakout sessions just because we were just pulling stuff out of the wind, right? We know entrepreneurs, we know small business owners. So we kind of know what they need, but also we ask questions. And one of the big things that came up is that we want to talk, we want to know more about how AI is impacting our business. And I think for a small business owner, AI is a tool that you really need to look, you know, deeply at to try to create some efficiency for you and help you be more successful. And so we're like, you know what, we're going to take one of our breakout rooms and we are going to dedicate that to just an AI track of breakout sessions. So it's actually our Red Silo room is going to be all about AI stuff. And it's real practical stuff too. I mean, if you're looking at, you know, we've got a group, Privy Clear, Sarah Chambers, she's actually going to come in and talk about some marketing AI stuff you can do to automate some of that marketing, take it off your plate a little bit. Marketing is one of those working on your business things, not in your business. And so if we can move that automation to where it's running regularly for us, then that's going to help us move our business forward, but it's also not going to take a lot of money out of our pocket to do it. Mm-hmm. And so Sarah's going to come in and talk a little bit about those tools, about what an entrepreneur or a small business owner can put in place without paying someone else to do it. How can you do this yourself using some AI tools? And so that's going to be huge. Another one too, that I think, I'm really excited about just because I've heard him speak about it a few times now, you know, a local attorney that does business law, Kent Moore is going to be with us, and he's going to be talking about using AI for things like contracts and developing some internal stuff, you know, HR type paperwork stuff. Like, how do you use AI as a tool to make these legal documents for you? And I think there's a lot of like, almost fear out there of using AI for legal things. Like, can we really trust it? Can we do that? He's going to talk about where those limits are. Like, at what point do you need to loop in an actual attorney to look at this?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he's going to help us get down the road without spending a lot of money with the tools that he's got developed. And I think it's that's going to be a super useful breakout to go to. So I hope everybody plans on that one.
Well, and so, you know, we've talked about the keynote speaker. These breakouts are fantastic. And then networking is kind of the other component that can kind of get overlooked with a conference like this. And this connection didn't happen at the conference, but I always like to talk about, you have another company that you are the definition of a serial entrepreneur, and you have a tech company that, you know, we spoke previously of how you're the stray puppy at the Biz Foundry, and you were just hanging around and you were looking for a developer.
Yeah.
And that networking piece of just being in the right place at the right time and talking about the needs that you had for your business, you found a developer through the networking piece.
Yeah.
And so tell me a little bit more about how valuable the networking.
Networking is incredibly valuable for a small business owner, for an entrepreneur. Incredibly valuable. And that's something that's in the DNA of the Biz Foundry, is that idea of getting people connected to each other. Mm-hmm. It's what maybe we do best at the Biz Foundry, and we do a few things well, but that's maybe what we do best, is we're really good at connecting people with the resources they need to move their business forward. We don't always have the right answer or the right resource, you know, at the Biz Foundry, but we know the people that have those, and so we connect them well. That's just something we're really good at. And so when we were talking about launching a conference, that obviously has to be part of it, right? And that's all of our breakout speakers are focused on that. Like, these are the people that have the resources and the tools that can help you.
Well, and I think,
but then also just the people that are coming, right?
Yeah.
Even in looking at early ticket sales, I am so excited about the people that are going to be in the room. These are people you're going to want to network with.
Yeah.
These are people that have done it well, that have resources that will probably be, you know, good for you. Showing up and engaging in those relationships are important. You mentioned my software company, that I started back, you know, 2019, 2020 is when we started it. And the Biz Foundry was a huge resource for that. We got a designer, that designed a bunch of stuff for us. We had a developer that helped with our original, you know, minimum viable product, as we call it, where we can get it out there and test it. he helped us build that. And then even recently, another relationship helped do a redesign of our whole front end of our app. And so like it's those relationships that you just get from having coffee and sitting across the table are so valuable. And we want that to be a big part of this conference.
Well, and I think that's the thing. Sometimes it's like, well, you know, I'm not going to take time to go and have coffee with somebody necessarily. But when you're at a conference and you're all kind of thinking through maybe your pain points or your success points in your business, it's easy to just kind of have those organic conversations. Yeah. And I think sometimes, you know, it's like, oh, I've been really frustrated with, you know, the automation of how to track something in my business.
Yeah.
Well, you just say it and somebody else is like, I had that same problem. I mean, we've had this with other networking kind of events that we do at the Biz Foundry, is that somebody else just has a solution that it's like, gosh, that's so easy. I didn't even know how to find that solution. I didn't know how to, but just organically having conversations with people kind of allows that to flow that way.
Absolutely. I think being in the room with the right people makes all the difference for a small business. And so, you know, the conference, the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Conference that we're doing, that's going to provide that day, is being in the same room with the people that can help you move your business forward.
And the way the setup works this year too, having Leslie Town Center as our anchor of things is completely, you know, aside from that keynote speaker and the panel sessions, that's an area where people can go and they can network for hours in that room. Yep. If they'd like to.
All day. It's going to be open with tables that you can sit down, have coffee, chat with somebody else about their business, what they have to offer, even offer your own advice. So
we'll be back in a second. Thanks for sticking with us. I'm Tiffany Anton and I have Luke Ramey, entrepreneurship coordinator at the Biz Foundry. We've been talking all things about the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Conference coming up on August 28th. Full day conference at the West Side. I'm going to say on the West Side.
Yeah.
Of Cookeville.
It's on the West Side.
Yeah. So second annual event. Tell me a little bit. Hold on. What did we say we were going to talk about?
We were going to talk about who should be coming to this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Sorry about that. Tell me a little bit about who this conference should be for. If I'm, you know, kind of, yeah, I'm listening, I'm driving to work this morning, I'm debating, oh, this sounds exciting, but it's probably not for me.
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, at the Biz Foundry, we work a ton with entrepreneurs. This is like, hey, I had an idea for a business. Come mm-hmm. on in. I've got no sales. I don't even have a product yet, right? We deal with a lot of people like that. And so like, I feel like my day-to-day in coaching is mostly with people in what we call pre-venture, right? Mm-hmm. It's the idea, this idea phase of launching a business. I spend most of my time with those people, mm-hmm. If we're being completely honest and candid. But this conference is not just for those people. It is absolutely for them. You know, it definitely, that's one of the big reasons. That's the entrepreneurship part of the name. But the other part is small business. And so small business is a pretty liberal term that gets thrown around a lot. I think like if you have under 500 employees, you're a small business. So
I think everybody except Avery and
Avery at the hospital and the school system, don't bother coming, but everybody else is welcome. No. So this conference is for people who have small businesses, and that could be any amount of employees. And I even think sometimes, you know, when you start a business and you start growing and now you have a team of 15 or you have a team of 20, you know, and some of them are working, you know, maybe a front retail space, or they're working in a back office, or, you know, and they're all segmented out. A conference like this can help them get on the same page with you in understanding that we're still a small business. We're still grinding it out here. Mm-hmm. We've got to do the right things in the right order with the right tools to make this successful and win. You know, a lot of small businesses don't make it 5 years. You know, if you're looking at the food space, I think it's probably like 3 years is, you know, a lot of them don't make that. And so if you've got a business going, you got 15, 20 employees, educating them on what it means to be at a small business is important.
Well, and not all the topics are just starting out. There are topics that, you know, AI is something that is changing literally daily. And so it's something that as a business owner, you kind of have to stay on top of. And so it's those resources for people who are continuing to thrive in their business, or maybe they're struggling a little bit in their business and they want, you know, an extra leg up. It's you know, there's something for everyone kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and especially in the marketing space, we'll have a few different sessions that deal with marketing specifically. That is always an important thing for a small business mm-hmm. owner to think about. But the marketing landscape is constantly changing, and it's changing way faster now than it used to. So the mediums you use for marketing are just totally different. And it used to be, you know, there was this big push, you know, 20 years ago, it's like, hey, you've got to be marketing digitally. You've got to mm-hmm. be marketing. That means something totally different now. Mm-hmm. The normal skills you use to make your SEO better on your website, those skills are not important anymore.
Yeah.
The algorithm has shifted.
Yeah.
You know, now we need to make sure that, you know, we're in top results when an AI model is thinking through a question that a potential customer has asked. We need to make sure that we're high in those results, that they're considering us credible and they're considering us the best route for that. How do you do that? And so things like that are just super important. And so if you're a small business out there that's been established, and heck, you're in the black, you're doing well, bringing some team members, maybe from your HR department or your sales team or your marketing team, bringing them with you to this conference is huge. And I think, you know, the Biz Founder, a lot of times we're dealing with founders, we're dealing with CEOs. A lot of times when you get into small businesses, those are the people we're having meetings with. But this is for that next level of staff too. You know, mm-hmm. bring your HR director. Bring your sales team, bring your marketing team, bring them with you to this conference, because there's going to be great resources that they can then turn around and put in place that's going to help grow your business.
Well, enough. And if nothing else, they get to hear from Liz, who's going to be super encouraging, inspirational, motivational. And I think when you have a time where you bring a team together to something like this, like it just, it does light a fire. You go back to the office on Monday and you're like, oh yeah, that was such a great speaker. That was such a great event. I met this person who encouraged us to do this or whatnot. And it just, it's always going to be a net positive. And you had the forethought to have group pricing as well.
Yes. There's group pricing for your team. So you can get, it's actually, we tell everybody our best ticket price is $100. And it's kind of one of those where we're doing so many tickets for $100, then it moves up to 120 is what it's doing. We are almost at that break point. Mm-hmm. I believe this week the ticket price will move up. And so that's probably going to happen. But actually our best price is the group price where mm-hmm. you can get four tickets and they're $80 each if you buy them as a four pack. Mm-hmm. So if you've got a team you want to bring, three department heads with you, or maybe you are a team of four running this business, but you normally do the business side of it and they do the working in your business, you can bring them along for a pretty low price mm-hmm. to come to this. Or you know what, if you're a solopreneur out there and you've got some friends that are mm-hmm. going together, get you a four pack and get a better deal on it.
Yeah.
You know, that's a great price. And I will say too, like we talked about the benefits to a small business and bringing your team and all that kind of stuff. And I said also, most of my meetings during the year are with entrepreneurs pre-venture. This conference is for you if you are working at Academy or you're working at Portobello or you're working for the school system or you're working at the hospital and you've got an idea that you're like, I think this app will change the world. I think this service is something Cookeville needs, or I think this retail space is what will really move Smithville forward. Like if you've got an idea like that, just an idea kind of cooking, this conference is for you.
I was going to say the same thing. I like to pretend that entrepreneurship is like, I can get you addicted. Like I'm your dealer. And so I just want you to be in our sphere, because when you're around other entrepreneurs, it's hard to say, yeah, I have this idea, I believe in it, but I can't do it because there's these other people that you see, they're doing it. So maybe I actually could. And so being kind of around those people is just going to be, you know, kind of invigorating.
I'll tell you what, in my meetings with people about launching a new idea or a new venture they want to put out there, the number one thing that keeps people from doing it normally mm-hmm. is thoughts about money. Mm-hmm. Is when people, once they start thinking about the money of it all, how am mm-hmm. I going to pay for this? How mm-hmm. am I going to do this? All of a sudden, the idea fades into the back and they no longer consider it anymore.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh, I can't do that money. I've got to get paid. I've got to pay for this. That's just not going to work. It's normally the money piece. We've got breakouts specifically for that. Tiffany Crabtree, Crabtree Public Accounting. She's out of Jamestown, out of Fentress County. She's going to come in and talk about, you know, how do we pick an entity? How do we launch this business? Understanding what tax codes are, understanding mm-hmm. that financial piece in such a way that it doesn't stress us out, that we have a plan and that plan will work. She's going to be with us talking about that. And Kelly Sullivan from the TSBDC, love Kelly Sullivan. She's an entrepreneur herself, which is great. Always to have her there, but she's going to talk about making, you know, a lot of times these business ideas, these ventures that I'm in these conversations with, it's going to take some startup cash to mm-hmm. do it. And she has access to all kinds of funding, whether that be short-term loans, longer-term loans, real estate loans. She can help make your business what we call bankable, so that when you walk into a bank, you have everything you need to say, hey, this is my idea. Would you help me start it?
And spoiler alert, you don't always have to put your house up for collateral. I think that's what people think a lot.
Yeah.
So how can people find, if you know, I'm all jazzed up about it, I want to buy tickets. Where can I buy tickets?
Yeah. The best place to do it is thebizfoundry.org. That's our website. Go to thebizfoundry.org. Right at the top of the page, it says SBE tickets, and you just click right on that.
Yeah. There's a header right there. So tell me a little bit more about the Biz Foundry in general. Where, you know, what other services, you know, this conference is one thing that is big right now, but what other services are there?
The Biz Foundry is pretty cool. It's one of those organizations in town that, like, you may never hear of. And then once you hear of it, you're like,
why? How did I not know this?
How do we not know this? Yeah. And so we offer a ton of free services. Like, obviously, on this conference, we've already talked about trying to keep that ticket price as low as possible. A lot of times we can make prices and the other things we offer drop all the way to zero. Mm-hmm. And we do that as often as we possibly can. Mm-hmm. One of the biggest things we do is business coaching. We're having meetings all week long with entrepreneurs talking about ideas. And not only, like, I think a lot of people will schedule a meeting with me and then we'll talk about their idea. And that's like our initial thing. Our coaching is actually for ongoing. I had someone that comes in and coaches all the time with me, just book an appointment this week. They're an established business. They've been running eight years, you know, and she schedules coaching.
You're her business therapist.
I'm a business therapist. It's like, hey, I got this new thing. I just want to run it past you or whatever. We're great for that. And it's absolutely free to do it.
Why is it free? What's the
Biz Foundry? We get our funding from a few different places. We're grant funded. We also get funding from an organization called Launch Tennessee, and that's actually federal money that gets funneled through the state and then through Launch Tennessee. They're a nonprofit organization that then has entrepreneur centers across the state. There's 9 of them. We're one of those 9. And so we're specifically for the Upper Cumberland region. And so that's a good portion of the money, but the other portion comes from people that are interested in entrepreneurship and the economic development that comes through entrepreneurship in your community. And that's people from all over the Upper Cumberland invest money into what the Biz Foundry is doing. Mm-hmm. And that's half our budget comes from people in the Upper Cumberland investing into what we're doing, that see the vision of the Upper Cumberland is better when we have entrepreneurial ideas coming out of here, and job growth that starts here, not just a company moving in with jobs, but that start here is so important.
Yeah. Yeah. Economic development. We could do a whole entire 30 minutes on that. So the conference, small business, SBE is what kind of we're calling it. Yeah. SBE, Small Business and Entrepreneurship Conference, August 28th on the west side of Cookeville. Tell us again where we can find tickets.
Yeah. Go to thebizfoundry.org, click on SBE tickets.
And it's a full day conference, one day. Tickets are $100 right now. We really encourage you to go out and get those tickets. And Luke and I will be there, working the event all day long on the 28th. So if you have any questions, you can reach out to us. And I'm going to say Luke. I guess I'm supposed to be hosting the show. So.
Yeah, reach out to me. Luke@thebizfoundry.org. Shoot me an email.
There you go. Thank you so much for being here today. We will see you next week.